From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Today marks the opening of the new session of the United Nations General Assembly. President Obama will address the gathering of world leaders later this morning. NPR's Don Gagne reports from New York.
The president will speak of the need for the world to work together to solve problems that he'll say no one country can fix on its own. That includes getting the global economy back on track, climate change, improving public health and fighting the spread of disease, and protecting the world from extremists carrying out terrorist activity. The president will also state that this work cannot be America's alone. According to excerpts of the speech released by the White House, he'll say that those who have chastised America for acting alone in the world cannot stand by and wait for the U.S. to solve the world's problems. He'll say that global challenges require a global response. The president is scheduled to speak at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It will be his first address to the United Nations. Don Gagne, NPR News, New York.
Climate change is among the subjects of another gathering of world leaders in New York. The Clinton Global Initiative brings together leaders from the private and public sectors to discuss ways to address climate change, as well as poverty, health, and education. On the opening day yesterday, former President Bill Clinton urged the attendees to support political and economic efforts toward climate sustainability, to prove that addressing climate change is good economics. House lawmakers approved a bill yesterday that would extend unemployment benefits in nearly 30 states, where the jobless rate is more than 8.5%. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Lawmakers are concerned about the more than 300,000 people who are set to see their unemployment checks run out by the end of the month. The number of people who find themselves on unemployment for 6 months or longer has been growing. The bill's sponsor and Washington Democrat Jim McDermott says the legislation is key to the progress the economy is making, as well as to the families affected.
Without quick action, they will become unable to afford their mortgages or health coverage. Providing these Americans with modest economic lifeline is not only the humane thing to do, but it's in the economic interest of the country.
McDermott says the bill is paid for in part by extending the federal unemployment tax for another year. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Two major banks announced yesterday they're reducing the fees they charge when customers overdraw their accounts. Bank of America says it will no longer charge when the overdraft is less than $10 in 1 day. It will give customers 5 days to bring their accounts into balance and then charge a $35 fee. It will almost limit to 4 the number of overdraft fee can be charged in an account on a single day. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company also announced it's eliminating fees when accounts are overdrawn by $5 or less, and reduce the maximum number of fees per day to 3. This is NPR News. Former eBay executive Meg Whitman formally announced yesterday that she wants to be the Republican nominee for California governor. She promised tax cuts and a significant downsizing of government. We hear more from NPR's Anna Jaffe.
Whitman is a resident of the San Francisco Bay Area, but she made her announcement at a rally in Orange County, Southern California's traditional Republican stronghold. She said that she would create 2 million new private sector jobs by rolling back taxes and regulations on corporations. She also pledged to cut state spending by $15 billion and reduce the number of state employees by 17%. California's budget problems have already resulted in billions of dollars of budget cuts and sizable reductions in the number of state employees. Whitman is a billionaire and has spent $19 million of her own money on her campaign so far. Her Republican rivals include another wealthy entrepreneur, State Insurance Commissioner Steve Poizner, and former Congressman and Stanford professor Tom Campbell. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Fire officials in California report a major blaze in the Angeles National Forest is now about 94% contained. It's been burning since August 26th and has blackened more than 160,000 acres since then. Two firefighters had died fighting the blaze. Meanwhile, another wildfire is burning in the hills of Ventura County. About 8,500 acres have been blackened. Officials say although evacuation orders have been lifted, numerous homes are still in danger. They say two firefighters suffered minor injuries. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.